they come on legal H-2A worker visas. So they are here legally for a period of time to do the agricultural work in our state, everything from harvesting oranges to harvesting strawberries. In Central Florida, it's mostly workers that work in greenhouses and nurseries and some on the vegetable fields in Central Florida. So these are workers that are here on legal work visas, and the H-2A program is at least 50 years old, if not more.
And it's quite strenuous, right? Tell me about the process to get one of these visas. It's not that simple.
It's a lot of work for employers. Employers have to go through a process of filling out lots of paperwork. They have to petition the federal government through the Department of Labor to be able to recruit these workers in other countries. It goes through an approval process. The state of Florida has to approve it. The Department of Labor, U.S. Department of Labor, has to approve these contracts. And then employers have to pay the transportation for the workers to come here. They have to provide housing and access to food, and they have to pay the adverse effect a wage rate, which sometimes is a little bit higher than the minimum wage in the area. So the employers have to do a lot of work to get these workers here, and they only do it because they can't find workers locally. Several years ago, the United Farm Workers had a campaign where they said, take my job, and they tried to hire people to do farm work. And the work is so grueling that most people didn't last more than a day.
Tell me about why they're needed to support our local economy and local small businesses like the greenhouse where they're currently employed.
Absolutely. The town of Apopka in Central Florida calls itself the indoor foliage capital of the world. And Central Florida relies on the economy of the greenhouses and nurseries in Central Florida and in the Apopka area. And these nurseries grow a lot of sensitive plants. And when temperatures go to freezing or below freezing or even, you know, in the 30s, there's a lot to secure greenhouses, to cover plants, to do all kinds of preparations in the nurseries and greenhouses. And even we have lots of tree farms in Central Florida that just expand vast acres of land in Central Florida. And these workers are needed to do that heavy backbreaking work.
You know, when we see local representatives like Anthony Sabatini, you know, retweeting false information, misinformation about the fact that these people are illegal, they're victims of human trafficking, what does that do for people in our community like them who are very much here legally, but also people that might be undocumented? I'm concerned about their safety today.
They are very afraid. A lot of them don't know the language, and a lot of them, this is a new culture, a new place for them. And rather than terrifying them and making them feel unwelcome and afraid, we should be thanking them for the work that they're doing because they are here legally. This is the opposite of labor trafficking. These are people that are here legally and being provided housing so that they can do honest work that all of us should be grateful for.